Now, $10 billion, that is what Donald Trump is seeking in damages from the Wall Street Journal's parent company after the newspaper ran a story claiming that he wrote a bawdy birthday greeting to the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The US president claims the publication slandered him and violated America's libel laws. Let's go to Washington, D.C. now. We can speak with Niall Stanage, White House columnist with The Hill. And Niall, thank you for joining us and welcome to the program. How much support is Donald Trump losing in the MAGA movement over the way in which he has handled the whole Jeffrey Epstein affair and the calls for the release of the Epstein files?
There's obviously quite a lot of discontent within the MAGA movement, and particularly among so-called MAGA influencers, you know, podcasters, people who've really made their name on social media. And one of the reasons for that is, you know, some people who support Donald Trump really do and did believe this idea of him as a truth teller, he was going to drain the swamp, etc., etc. And of course, the thesis that there was something nefarious being held back about Epstein was stoked by lots of people close to Trump in the past, including his eldest son. Now, this seeming reversal on Trump's part, the idea that there is not, in fact, an Epstein client list, all of that is stoking discontent.
Mm. And the lawsuit that Donald Trump has filed this weekend, seeking damages from the Wall Street Journal, it names Rupert Murdoch in it. Mm. What is that telling us then about Donald Trump's relationship with Rupert Murdoch right now?
Well, that has been a tumultuous relationship for many years. At times, Murdoch has been closer to Trump, at other times, more skeptical. But obviously, it puts two giants of the American sort of conservative populist movement at loggerheads. And there are dangers for both of them in that respect. I mean, if Fox News, which of course is a better known in some ways Murdoch property than the Wall Street Journal, if Fox News were to take against Trump, that would be potentially dangerous for Trump because it has such a direct line into the MAGA base. On the other hand, the danger is that loyal Trump voters could turn away from Fox and try to seek out some of the networks that are, in fact, further to the right here.
Niall, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Niall Stanage, White House columnist with The Hill.